flying, you call it fly gear.
I see.
Because that chains, you know, steel chains on it. On a buggy, you wouldn't want nothing rattling. You know, it had leather straps to pull the buggy with.
Or would you say harness for either one? No. Harness for horses?
Harness for horses, you see, to a buggy. And then plow gear, or wagon gear, if you're going to wear it to the wagon, you'd have heavy stuff to wagon to a wagon with pull.
Would you say then you were going to harness them if you're going out to plow?
No, I said put the gear on it.
Put the gear on it. Okay, what about hitch up?
Well, you just...
When would you use hitch
well,
up?
Well, whenever you get to the plow, that's when they hitch up.
I see, but now would you say hitch up to a buggy or a wagon?
Yeah, you'd say hitch up to the wagon, hitch up to the buggy.
Okay. And you use lines for plowing. Would you use lines for a buggy?
Yeah.
If you were going to ride, you would hold your
hand. Use a bridle rein.
Oh, okay. And when you're riding a horse, you put your feet in the
stirrups, you know. I was saddling, but the feet and stuff.
Okay. When you're plowing, the horse on the left is called a...
Calling him the off horse.
The off horse? Okay. If you're trying to give directions to someone, you say, well, it isn't very far there. It's just down the road. It's just a little...
Little piece. I don't know how to...
That's fine. Goes. That's what I'm talking about. Exactly. A little. You'd say a little piece.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if it wasn't just a little piece, it might be a pretty long...
Pretty long way.
Okay. Do you ever say a fur piece or a far piece?
No, I wouldn't ever say nothing like that.
Okay. You're talking about an item that's not hard to find in stores. You'd say, oh, you can find that...
Anywhere.
If I'm sitting in this chair and I fall that way, you'd say she fell back.
Fell backwards.
Okay. Or she fell
forward.
Okay. Would you, if someone said to you, have you seen any robins this spring? You might say, no, I've seen one. I've seen that. I bet you wouldn't use the expression nary one.
No, I wouldn't say nary one.
No, looking. Haven't seen one or something like that instead. Okay. Did he give you some? No, he didn't give.
He didn't give me anything.
Okay. If someone broke something of yours, you might say, oh, well, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Well, I might say it if I didn't like it, but if I did like it, I wouldn't say it.
Would you like me to take your glass? Oh, thank you. It's getting along toward 5:30. Isn't it time for you all to have supper?
We're going to have it pretty soon. I was just thinking about time to take a pill.
I'll take a little nicotine gases before I eat. Well, harden the arteries.
Oh, well, now I can break this off whenever you say. Finish the rest of this. All right. If a little boy is very bad when he's small, you might say when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. Would you say like as not or apt as not?
More than likely.
More than likely?
More than likely he's going to get in trouble when he gets older.
Do you ever use like as not or apt as not?
Well, I wouldn't know, not much. More than likely something like that, the way I use it.
All right. The trenches that are cut by a plow are called?
Furrow.
All right. Last spring, we raised a big wheat, a big crop.
Crop of what? What you want to say?
Crop was what I was looking
big
for.
Crop.